markets jumped up, way up, for two reasons. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 4th day of January. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, Saks is closing a store in Manhattan. It's kind of a real estate battle there. It's a billion-dollar lawsuit that's going to be going to trial, and it is a shocker. 800,000 federal workers are not getting paid right now, nor will they get pay raises, but the vice president just might. Marriott says the hack was not as bad as first reported, but it's still big. Speaking of hacks, there was a political hack attack in Germany, and that has politicians there a bit rattled. Get ready to shell out more money. Cable bills are going up. Those stories and the markets, and then Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of CityView, is in talking about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, realestateconcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases? Whatever's keeping you up, Aurion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Aurion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Aurion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Yeah, I know. It almost feels like the second Friday of the week, right? I mean, we worked on Monday, then we had Tuesday off. You get what I'm talking about. But this is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, Wall Street soared today after Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave investors some comfort about rate increases. So what did he say? Well, it was no more than a hint that the central bank could pause its rate hikes. Also impacting the markets was a jobs report from the Labor Department that blew the doors off of earlier estimates. Economists had expected the economy to create about 180,000 jobs, but instead, there were 312,000 jobs created. All of this at a time when there is so much uncertainty in just about everything. Meanwhile, the unemployment level kicked up a bit to 3.9%. We'll have all the numbers later in the broadcast. We thought this was an interesting story to pass along to you. Luxury retailer Saks Fifth Avenue is shutting the doors of its women's store at Manhattan's Brookfield Place this week. That's a location that opened just 2 years ago. While Saks' smaller men's store will stay open, the failure of the women's shop shows that New York remains a department store battlefield and highlights how the competition there is intensifying. Both Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus will be opening Manhattan locations this year, infringing on the turf that's long been associated with Bloomingdale's, Macy's, and Bergdorf Goodman. Saks, which is owned by Toronto-based Hudson Bay Company, said in an email that the women's store was a test concept, and that allowed the company to learn what women preferred when it comes to a combination of digital and the iconic Fifth Avenue flagship store. Saks' flagship location on Fifth Avenue is one of the world's largest and most prominent department stores. It's also undergoing what the company calls a grand renovation. Last year, the retailer opened a new beauty-focused floor with 58 new cosmetic brands and more than a dozen spa rooms. Why are we sharing this with you? We thought you might want to be aware how the other 10% live. When this story came across the desk, we had to read it twice. Yesterday, a federal judge in Maryland said the Johns Hopkins University, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and the Rockefeller Foundation must face a $1 billion lawsuit over their roles in a 1940s U.S. government experiment that infected hundreds of Guatemalans with syphilis. District Judge Theodore Chang rejected the defendant's argument that a recent Supreme Court decision shielding foreign corporations from being sued in U.S. courts over human rights abuses abroad also applied to domestic corporations absent congressional authorization. Chang's decision is a victory to, get this, the 444 victims and relatives of victims suing over the experiment, which was aimed at testing the then-new drug penicillin and stopping the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. The experiment echoed the government's Tuskegee study on black American men who were deliberately left untreated for syphilis even after penicillin was discovered. It was all kept under wraps until a professor at Wesley College in Massachusetts discovered it back in 2010. U.S. officials apologized for the experiment, and President Barack Obama called Guatemala's president to offer a personal apology. Seems like you can run, but you can't hide, even after 70 years. We'll try this one on. Vice President Mike Pence and senior political aides may see their paychecks go up soon if Congress does not pass legislation that would extend a pay freeze for those officials. That, according to documents from the Office of Personnel Management. President Donald Trump was asked during a news conference this afternoon if he would ask his cabinet members, vice president, and other senior administration officials who are due to receive the raise to not accept it because of the shutdown. The president said, quote, "Well, I might consider that. That's something I might consider," end quote. The raises are set to come as roughly 800,000 federal workers wait to see when they'll next get a paycheck. They also come days after the president issued an executive order freezing federal workers' pay for 2019. Today, Marriott disclosed that fewer guests than originally thought were affected by a massive computer hacking attack, but that more than 5 million passport numbers were stolen. That's still a big number. Marriott said about 5.2 million passport numbers were taken in the incident, which U.S. officials believed was masterminded by the Chinese government. An additional 20 million encrypted passport numbers were also taken, but there's no evidence hackers were able to decipher the data. Marriott initially disclosed the hack, one of the biggest ever, on November 30th, saying that up to 500 million consumers of former Starwood properties were affected and that some combinations of names, addresses, emails, or passport numbers were taken for some 327 million guests. The company said the update follows more extensive investigation since the initial disclosure. Speaking of hacks, today Twitter shut down an account that an unidentified hacker had been using for weeks to expose the personal details of several hundred German lawmakers in what appeared to be a major privacy breach for the German political establishment. German officials said it was not immediately clear who was behind the publication of the information, including personal emails, chats, identity cards, and contact details. It was also not clear how the data was obtained. Hackers appeared to have penetrated the German government's main data network last month. That's a system that was supposed to be particularly secure and is used by the Chancellor's office, ministries, and by Parliament. And in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, your cable TV bill is about to go up again. Cable giants, including Comcast, Dish Network, and AT&T DirecTV, plan to raise rates again in the new year. That's a move that could boost revenue for them, but risks alienating subscribers who have been ditching their traditional TV subscriptions in record numbers. Now, it's common for pay TV providers to raise prices in the new year. What they're doing is passing on the rising costs that they pay to carry networks like CBS and ABC, as well as regional sports channels like the YES Network, which are shelling out more and more for sports broadcast rights. The latest price increase comes as cord cutting accelerates. In the third quarter, the TV industry saw its largest ever rate of decline, with subscribers shrinking by 3.7%. And finally today, two positive pieces of news for the markets. This morning, the Labor Department said the U.S. economy added 312,000 jobs in December. That blew past an expectation of 176,000 jobs. And later this morning, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank will be patient in raising rates, quelling fears of tighter monetary policy in the very near future. The Dow closed 746 points higher and briefly rose by more than 800 points. The S&P 500 rallied by 3.4%, with the tech sector gaining more than 4% on the day's trade. The NASDAQ climbed 4.2%. It was a rebound from yesterday's plunge, which was triggered by a massive drop in Apple stock. Boeing led the Dow higher after the jobs report lessened fears that the economy was slowing down. Shares of the plane maker surged by 5.2%. Gains in tech-related names also boosted the broader market. Netflix and Intel rose 9.7% and 6.1%, respectively. At the bell, the Dow was up those 746 points to end the week at 23,433. The NASDAQ was up a whopping 275 points to close at 6,738. And the S&P 500 gained 84 points on the day, closing at 2531. Gold fell on the strength of the equities by $8.40 to trade at $1,286.40 an ounce. Oil bounced back by $1.10 to close at $48.19 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note gained a bit, paying 2.66%. Hey, when we come back, it is Friday, you know, and Jeff Pitts, the managing editor for Cityview, will be with us for his regular piece called Stuff to Do in the Metro this weekend and into next week. Let's have some fun already here on the Business News Hour.